Drag Queen Reads What Color Is Your Underwear? To Young Children. By Dr. Susan Berry on July 19, 2019. A Drag Queen Story Hour event at a Dallas, Texas library last Saturday featured two drag queens, one of whom read the story What Color Is Your Underwear? To small children. More than 50 parents brought their children to the story hour held at the Grayler Park Branch Library and hosted by drag queens Cassie Nova, a.k.a. James Gary Love, and Jenna Sky, a.k.a. Joel S. Heselton. My little cousin dressed me, Cassie, with pink and orange hair, told the children, reported Dallas Voice. So, I'm wearing a lot. Cassie reportedly also read My Cat Jack to the children, encouraging them to yawn, stretch, and scratch like cats. A video of the event can be viewed at the website of pro-family organization Mass Resistance, which protested the story hour. According to the news report, Joe Guidis, Dallas Library System Director, said her office received more than 700 calls, 250 emails and an uncounted number of complaints on social media about the event. Guidis said, however, that parents who disapproved of the event could take their children to any of 17 other reading programs within the library system occurring at the same time. According to Mass Resistance, library staff set up an activity table with drag queen coloring pages so the children could color in the queens. When a Mass Resistance activist asked a librarian who selected the books to be read to the children, the librarian reportedly responded that the Drag Queen Story Hour event is simply a form of entertainment. She added the library had conducted background checks on the drag queens. However, in March, Houston Mass Resistance exposed drag queen Alberto Garza, who uses the name Tatiana Malanina and read to young children in Houston's Freed Montrose Public Library. Garza had been convicted in 2008 for sexually assaulting an 8-year-old boy. The library had failed to perform a background check on Garza or any of the other drag queens appearing in its programs. One drag queen made headlines last fall when he admitted drag queens are not just about entertainment. Dylan Pontiff, a gay man who uses the name Santana Pilar Andrews when dressed in drag, helped organize a story hour for Louisiana preschoolers. He said the event's purpose is the grooming of the next generation. Pontiff told the Lafayette City Parish Council, "I am not there to push any kind of agenda." He continued, however. Liberty Council, a nonprofit litigation, education, and policy organization, observed Friday the recent National Conference of the American Library Association, ALA, provided librarians from across the United States strategies for arranging drag queen story hours and for bringing LGBT agenda materials into public libraries without parents' knowledge. Workshops at the conference, which was held in June and attended by more than 21,000 people, included titles such as A Child's Room to Choose, Encouraging Gender Identity and Expression in School and Public Libraries, LGBTQ+ Creators and Characters in Kids, Tween, and Teen Comics, Reading the Rainbow, Teaching Kids About Pride and LGBTQ+ History, Are You Going to Tell My Parents? The Minor's Right to Privacy in the Library, and Telling Stories, Expanding Boundaries, Drag Queen Story Times in Libraries. Liberty Council reported another breakout session on how to promote LGBT-themed children's literature emphasized titles such as My Brother's Husband, Mumberjanes, and Pregnant Butch. Taxpayer-funded public libraries have no business promoting sexual perversion, gender confusion and pornography to children, said Matt Staver, Liberty Council chairman. Parents do not want their children exposed to this kind of gutter trash. The American Library Association is now actively grooming innocent children for sexual abuse and causing irreversible harm to them.